going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
And so I have applied for a special waiver because today is game one between the Wolves and the Warriors. The Rockets are gone.
We're going forward.
The Rockets are in the past. Mm. They are in Cancun. They're gone. They're all gone.
Wow. Jim McKay.
Sorry.
70-year-old reference. I got it.
I know you did.
That's why one of Steiny's favorites, by the way. Shout out to Munich Olympics.
What's up, Steiny? I hope you enjoyed that. Grandy and Lucas looking at each other. We don't get it.
Anyway, you gotta Google it.
It's fine.
Powerful moment in TV history.
I know. No, you should.
Whatever. It's know your history, you whippersnapper.
They are. They're all gone. They're all gone.
Yeah,
but apply for special waiver because I just one more time, you know, for Dylan Brooks, you know, for whacking Warriors out of midair and going after pre-existing injuries and things like that. Listen to Draymond Green talking about Dylan Brooks after the series came to its conclusion. This from the Draymond Green show via The Volume.
Dylan Brooks ran off the court. So when I say you see what guys is made of, he ran off the court like ain't shake nobody up. You admitted that you was trying to hurt Steph Hand, which again, fine by me, bro. Like, I get it. We all get it when you hoop. You know what I'm saying? So if you're going to be on that type of time,
wear shades in the press conference. He got to be on that time all the time.
You're going to be talking. You're going to be Mr. Big Bad Wolf. Don't lose and then not face the music. Don't be that guy. Because, again, you lose a lot of respect for guys in that moment. I had a moment with Dylan Brooks back when he was with Memphis, and I said the dynasty start after you. And the reason I said that is because things like that. Because, bro, so then guess what? Then Tari Eason do it. He lead the court. I got love for Tari Eason. His mom was talking. You know what I'm saying? My mom almost had to get out of
the house. You got a lot of, you shouting them out earlier in the year, though.
Absolutely. Like, I got a lot of love for the way he played. Yeah. And I ended up catching him right before he was about to walk out the arena. And he was like, he was walking this way, so he didn't have to come by me. But I could, in my distance, I could see him right there. And I went and I dapped him up. That was kind of a little safe, but don't be that guy, man. Like, you don't,
you
like.
You got to teach him. You got to teach him.
You lose a series.
You got to teach him, right?
Yeah. But that's who Dylan Brooks is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we understand, like, you a sucker, man.
Mm. I mean.
That was a minute and 21 seconds of loveliness.
It was a lot to unpack.
Except for the parts I couldn't hear because Baron Davis kept going.
Baron's a part of it.
Yeah, he is.
And sometimes Tari Eason's mom and Draymond's mom almost got into it, apparently.
I got 50 different things out of that quote.
There's a lot. But the big takeaway is if you're going to be that guy and you're going to intentionally try to hurt Steph Curry, and Draymond's like, I'm cool with that. And I love to hear that because that's basically what you do in a best of seven. But the one thing I love the most about hockey is best of seven. You drop the gloves. I'm going to cross-check you, slash you. I'm going to try to slash you up and hurt you. But when it's over, we're going to line up. We're going to shake hands. We're going to dap each other up. And there is no excuse. And that is just the culture of what you do. And you play seven games in the NBA, and that's not the NHL. I'm not making that comp. But when you go through seven games and it's you're trying to hurt me and, you know, Jimmy got clipped at the legs and I punched Fred in the face, let's all, like, let's dap each other up and realize that we're all so lucky to do what we do and we fought hard for seven and let's just pay each other respect. That's all. And so I love what Draymond was saying.
Draymond spent more time on his podcast talking about how much he loves Şengün and what he thinks he's going to be in this league. And those two spent extended time talking to one another after Game 7 ended. I'm not somebody who gets terribly triggered because somebody left the court, but I will say this. Like, there was another thing in here, and it's sort of during one of the parts where Baron Davis and Draymond were talking over each other a little bit, but he's talking about, like, if you're going to be that guy, if you're going to be that guy, then you need to be that guy all of the time. And one of the examples he gave, and I can't remember if it was Draymond or Barron who said it, but talking about if you're going to be up there in the press conference with your shades on and your chains after a win, if you're going to do that, then you better do that all the time. It confirmed for me, not that I really was confused, but if anybody does want to go back to the Game 7 press conference and look at the way Steph Curry dressed himself for that press conference, you better 1,000% believe that was not what Steph Curry normally would have worn.
It's a coincidence.
A sucker, man.
That's right. That was the Petty King in full effect. Absolutely sending a message. This also comes from the same locker room where Jimmy Butler openly stated earlier in the series, I don't like that guy. And this isn't like a Buddy Hield joke. I do not like Dylan Brooks. And so this is one thing that I'm always interested in this. These are huge, big time players. And there's emotions everywhere. And so Draymond gets under a lot of people's skin too. But you know this because you and I are afforded the opportunity to speak to a lot of players on the team, current and past. And one thing, sure, not named Jordan Poole, but one thing that we've normally found for a lot of people who have played around Draymond Green is, oh, he will instigate and get under your skin, but when the whole thing is over, really, really respect Draymond Green. Love him as a teammate, many have told us. I don't know if the league feels that way about Dylan Brooks. And I love that in what Draymond said about going after Steph's thumb, did you hear the part where he confirmed Steiny? Did you hear the part where he confirmed that I was right in that argument we had last week with regard to whether or not Dylan was openly admitting that he was purposefully going after Steph's thumb? Not meaning I want to try to attack that to win the basketball game. No, he was trying to hurt Steph Curry. And whether Draymond says, I get it or not, like,
was my point, like, and I'm with Draymond on that. Like, I totally get it.
No, he says, I get it. Not I support it. I get it. Dylan's not the only one who'll do it.
Right.
Still doesn't make it right. And so, I love the fact that he got called out because you will never convince me otherwise. His behavior in this series, once again, was completely inappropriate.
But it's one thing to be inappropriate in your opinion, in your words. It's another thing for Draymond Green to say, you know, Dylan Brooks ran off the floor. Because you could do what you do in a seven-game series. And, you know, Dylan was physical and Draymond was physical. And they both had moments where they did things that were probably outside the lines. And same thing with Amen Thompson and many other players. But when it's over and the horn sounds, then as professional basketball players and entertainers, you get together and you at least go through quick, you know, knucks. You don't have to bring it in with every player and like share thoughts and emotions, but it was cool what Draymond did with Şengün. And you could tell that he was like, dude, you are awesome and you're going to have your moment and you keep doing what you're doing because you're a great player and you fought hard. And that's what Draymond does. The one thing, you know, you could say whatever you want about Draymond and I have, but he understands the game, and he's very much a steward of the game in terms of like passing it on to the next generation about the right way to go about winning and losing.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm always going to remember, as much as he messed it all up, and there's no two ways about it, he did. As much as he messed it all up, he lost his cool at the wrong time, in the wrong way, with the wrong person. But one thing that we learned out of what he did to Jordan Poole was that Poole talked about how for the first few years of his career, that was Big Bro. That was the guy who more than anybody else in the locker room took him under his wing. So I know it's hard for people to sort of see it this way, because when we watch Draymond play basketball, it's always on the line, if not over the line. Like, it's constantly just triggering everybody. And there's so many things that I wouldn't even support out there or don't necessarily love watching. But when you're not in that heat of battle, you're right with what you just said. Like, he does seem to have that, especially late in his career, sort of that like elder statesman mentality of loving the game, protecting the league, wanting to guide people the right way.
Right.
I'm sure there are plenty of you who are like, that's the last guy on earth I want guiding the young players. But whether you feel that way or not, he does that. He does that, and if he sees somebody kind of doing it...
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The wrong way, he'll call him out, and I don't know, man. There's a piece of that I really like. Draymond, there's nothing that's ever not sort of conflicted, but there's a piece of that I really like. So I like that he was honest about all of the different players on the Rockets with the way this all went down.
Yeah, and he wants to try to pass the game along like the game was passed to him, and he learned from the veterans that he went up against and veterans that he played with. And so when you leave the league and you love the league like he does, and, you know, we'll put aside the things that he's done that are outside the lines, but one thing we do know about Draymond Green is he loves basketball. He loves the winning culture. And I also think that he likes the NBA and he wants to leave the league in the way that he received it. And he wants to teach younger players lessons like that, where you play seven games and it's physical, it's contentious, and yeah, Dylan, you tried to hurt Steph repeatedly, and I don't necessarily think that that's a big problem. You and I had a full show and a half debate on that subject, but for this topic today, I totally agree with Draymond, which is, you know, whatever you did what you did, and I get it. At the end of it, come over, bring it in, and you don't have to, like, we don't have to hug it out and pretend that we're best friends, but come over and just shake my hand.
Like, stand on it.
Exactly.
Stand on what you say. Stand on what you do.
Yeah. You played seven games, and I don't remember any series that Draymond lost where he just beelined for the door. I feel like he's always kind of stuck around.
I can't think of that. Yeah.
I mean, he hasn't lost a lot of series.
That's true, too.
You know?
That's true, too.
I'm looking at the numbers here, and Steph Curry is 24-5 in series in his career.
Well, wasn't it the series 2 years ago that was technically the first time the Warriors had been defeated in a seven-game series where all Steph, Draymond, and Klay Thompson were healthy when they lost to the Lakers? And, of course, Draymond stayed on the floor and hung out with those guys.
Yeah, boy, LeBron.
You a sucker, man.
Yeah. You know? I mean, I think they did a jersey swap.
I think they went to dinner.
Yeah.